to Texas. More rain is in the forecast for parts of that state. About a dozen people are still missing, more than a dozen dead after flooding. Officials watching to see if water floods over a dam southwest of Dallas. And in Houston, more than 100,000 gallons of untreated wastewater spilled after a treatment plant there flooded. Meanwhile, authorities are defending their warnings to residents ahead of the storms, and that included alerts by phone and in person. But they're acknowledging challenges in reaching tourists and said that a messaging system in Houston needs improvement. The storms killed at least three people as well in Oklahoma, where nearly 2 years ago, that powerful tornado struck the outskirts of Oklahoma City. 13 people died, including 9 immigrants from Guatemala. Now, their deaths hastened efforts to provide Oklahoma's Spanish speakers with more access to information. Jacob McClellan from KGOU reports.
Jesus Lopez shows off some of the forecasting equipment at the local Telemundo TV studio in Oklahoma City.
Then from there, I see if there's some vorticity. Vorticity means there's energy, rotating energy for me. If there's
any. A few months ago, Lopez became the only certified Spanish-speaking broadcast meteorologist in Oklahoma. Before he started this gig, the 26-year-old was an elementary school science teacher in Miami. He uses that classroom experience to educate viewers about severe weather, keeping the terminology basic and using lots of visuals.
En ese color amarillo que usted ve en pantalla significa alertas de tiempo severo. Las condiciones ya están afectando a esa área del estado para después desplazarse un poco más hacia el centro.
I know for a fact that I will start changing people's mentality to be weather aware, just not to change it drastically, just to always be weather aware, especially here in Oklahoma.
The fact that Lopez is here is a big step toward improving severe weather information for Oklahoma's Spanish speakers. After a tornado on May the 31st, 2013, a Guatemalan family drowned in a flood after taking cover in a drainage ditch. A National Weather Service assessment found that a lack of warning and forecasting resources in Spanish left many Latino residents unprepared. At the time, the local Telemundo affiliate didn't have a meteorologist.
Unfortunately, a big event had to happen, but things are getting better. For example, last week we had 3 tornadoes almost in the Metroplex, and I was here 7 hours in a row on live TV telling them what was going to happen.
The Red Cross in Oklahoma now has a Spanish tornado recovery smartphone app, and Red Cross volunteers opened a shelter in South Oklahoma City with bilingual volunteers after a recent tornado outbreak. Jesus Lopez reaches out to his audience on Facebook and distributes a Spanish storm preparedness pamphlet. Spanish radio stations broadcast Lopez's wall-to-wall severe weather coverage. But there are still barriers. Rick Smith is the warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Norman, Oklahoma. He says his agency posts some weather alerts on its website in Spanish, but those are computer-based translations, and some things are lost in translation, like the difference between a watch and a warning.
When we're talking about life and death messages that, you know, of whether to seek shelter underground from a tornado or whether to get to higher ground because of a flash flood, the nuances and the different layers of meaning in some of those messages can literally make the difference between life and death.
English speakers have several broadcast outlets and a wide array of social media tools like a Twitter hashtag, websites, and push notifications for instant communication. So if the power goes out, there are other ways to get news. Spanish speakers have less to rely on.
That's an issue. It is more difficult to have that redundancy, to have those multiple layers of information that we really encourage people to have.
Pues estaba escuchando la televisión.
On May the 6th, a tornado outbreak struck the Oklahoma City metro area. Laura Ortega says she took cover in her bedroom closet during the tornado warning and watched TV to see what was going on. The channel she was watching, Channel 9. In English. Ortega says she watched Channel 9 because with radar, it was monitoring the rotation of the storm, where the tornado was forming and where it was going. She's lived in Oklahoma for 21 years, and that's the weather coverage she's always watched. Joy Penley is a researcher at the University of Oklahoma, and she's leading a class that's finding ways to improve severe weather communication with the Spanish-speaking community. She says Hispanics in Oklahoma are still learning to trust Telemundo's local weather coverage.
There's still higher levels of trust in the English media, even though the people don't understand English. So, you know, that'll take time in the community for the Spanish media to build that trust. But I think they're doing the positive things to build that.
Nobody knows the number of certified Spanish-speaking broadcast meteorologists in the United States. The American Meteorological Society estimates there are about a dozen. As Jesus Lopez sees it, the supply is not meeting the demand.
In the United States, the Hispanic community is growing, but not the meteorologist.
Not enough meteorologists to prepare speakers of the country's second most common language of approaching storms. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob McClelland in Norman, Oklahoma.